Hey, friendo. I'm so glad you could come over tonight. So like I said on the phone, I'm having a party. Now I need you to stay calm and follow closely, okay? There's a lot of popular people from campus in that house. And I don't need you embarrassing me like you did last time at the kicker down at Delta Pi's house last month. Do you remember? It was awful. The way you made me look so lame in front of all the fraternity people, ugh. Nonetheless, this party is different. More important, those people inside that house worship me right now. So we need to show them I'm their superior. And I am far more popular. And while I'm your friend, your best friend, I am doing you a favor, even bringing you along. You got that? This is the social event of the season and must go off perfectly. I know this is my house. I came out here to make sure you knew the situation before you came inside. Since there's a lot of my new friends inside, and they already know what happens at these kind of events. You are new. Fresh meat. So I thought you might need some coaching if you want to be part of my inner circle.
What?
No, stop. Shh. What do you mean, is this a costume party?
Does this look like a costume to you? It does. Well, lately,
I've just been really big into robes and cloaks and stuff. Look, every cool person on the campus is wearing them. Haven't you noticed? It adds a sense of mystery and drama to the occasion. And this is a very special night. Since everyone else is wearing them, that should include you. If you want to come inside with me, you're going to have to put one on. Here, put it on. I bought you one specially. Don't mind the color. New people get a different color to the rest of us, so we all know who's a noob and who's not. Excuse me. Sorry? What do you mean, no thank you? I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to come to the social occasion of the year. No cloak. No party. You hear me? It's required you put this on, otherwise you'll look out of place. And trust me, you do not want to look out of place at one of my events.
No, if you really want to come to my party, put on the damn cloak and look happy about it.
Want help tying it up?
Here, I won't tie it too tightly. I don't want you to choke on it.
Right. We better go inside. Follow me.
Oh, shh. Shh. Stop. I should have warned you.
At these parties, we all have to be as quiet as possible. We don't want to anger the Dark Lord.
I mean, we don't anger Jeff. He's very noise sensitive. Who's Jeff?
Oh, you know Jeff. He's only the most popular being on all of campus. Would you like a drink or something before we join the others in the circle? We have fruit punch or lemonade or Kool-Aid, but I think the Kool-Aid is for later.
Alcohol? Don't be stupid. We don't drink at these things.
That is so very uncool. And Jeff hates alcohol. You know, last week he told me he's not sure why so many humans, college students like us are so into drinking. It makes him feel funny when we do. So in his honor, we all quit drinking.
Where's Jeff? Oh, silly, I'm sure you'll see him soon enough. He's a special and honored guest tonight, and he'll be with us later. You're right, it is nice and dark here.
I love the dark. The candles really add to the ambiance of the place and really sets the mood. Now sit here, silly. We need to join the circle for this to work.
There we go. See, for a few weeks now, I've been gathering my best friends here each week to talk to Jeff.
He's really smart. For a jock, I mean. You know how those football guys are. Hey, relax and whisper, remember? I told you we had to be quiet.
You look nervous, Rinda. Tell me what's wrong.
What do you mean, tell you the truth? This is a party. With all my closest friends, including my best friend, Chef.
You were my best friend, but lately, you've been so focused on studying. I guess we grew apart.
It's a shame you're such a nerd about school. You know, maybe I wouldn't even have met Jeff if you didn't spend so much time in the library or kissing the professor's asses after classes for extra credit.
Jeff is not my boyfriend. Jeez. I mean, I wish he could be. He's such a dreamboat. But it's a little complicated with Jeff. Anyway, I'll tell you more later.
Disciples of Jeff, thank you for gathering on this night of the Blood Moon. At this time, we are honored to be surrounded by such loyal disciples in the name of the Almighty Jeff. Let us raise our hoods and a glass to our Dark Lord. May he come and be with us tonight here in this place. Praise him in our silence. May our whispers cross the realms and welcome him here tonight. Praise Jeff.
Hey, friend, you look pale. What's wrong?
This? A cult? Well, I guess we're going to find out sooner or later.
Yes, this is a cult. And I'm the leader. The one blessed by our Lord Jeff. One night he came to me in my dreams. I was lost in despair and he showed me the way. The way to control my fate. Control my world and build a cult of my own. It's not a bad thing, you know. A cult.
I just tell everyone everything Jeff tells me, and they follow me.
What do you mean by the red glow in their eyes? I don't see it. All I see is empty, soulless beings in need of a higher purpose.
Maybe you see the glow because you are next. That's why I brought you here tonight, because we need a new soul to steal in the light of the Blood Moon.
Like the rest, you will be reborn into a disciple of Jeff. Here in my cult, you will honor and obey the words of the leader. Me, your goddess, whose light shines from the abyss under Jeff, our Dark Lord. You will whisper with us for eternity, doing the bidding of me as your goddess on behalf of him, the one true Jeff.
You know, the life of a cultist isn't that bad.
We have a great time here, being very quiet, whispering to each other, and, well, doing everything I say. It's not like they have a choice, and soon, neither will you. You'll be freed from your earthly bounds and released from the shackles of humanity to live for me and Jeff.
Praise him.
I bet you regret all that studying, huh? You've missed out on so much. But don't worry, because I'm here to show you the way for eternity. I think you'll look cute.
Now, my loyal cultists, get them ready for their indoctrination. The time is upon us.
Shh, hush now, sweet thing. You're gonna be fine.
I know that table is cold.
It is stone, after all.
We used to use a wood table to make our offerings, but silly Jeff is so powerful he kept smashing them and splintering us.
Isn't he funny? I mean, he really is the best. You're just gonna love Jeff. You will.
So just relax. In a moment, he will come for your soul.
Just relax and let him take you. Don't struggle. He hates that.
See, what will happen is he will take his almighty tentacles from the dark realm
and gently rip your soul from your body. You know, I hear some people are really into it.
Room has it, June over there. She screamed with, well, you know, between us, it wasn't screams of pain. I nearly had to leave the room. It got a little R18, if you know what I mean. But I don't mind.
Jeff's embrace is nice. And soon you'll be just as happy as the rest of the disciples. I mean, look at them. They're so happy now that they have me and Jeff to look after them. You're not gonna have to think about anything else ever again. So relax. Give into it, okay?
Here we go. The time is upon us. Hold tight, cultists, and don't let them go. We need their soul to be taken to Jeff in one piece. Let's not have another situation like we did last time, when the soul was ripped into a million pieces. Got it, everyone? Good. Now, let us begin our dark ritual.